The Australian government now says it may launch an inquiry into media regulation and ownership in light of the phone hacking scandal. Australia's powerful Greens Party is also demanding an investigation into Murdoch's Australian group, News Limited. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Tonight on 7:30, Rupert Murdoch's Australian lieutenant...
News Limited is the most powerful media organisation in Australia, but it's being scrutinised like never before. The phone hacking crisis at its parent company is making headlines here, as News Corporation's troubles become global. Speaking at the National Press Club, the Prime Minister Julia Gillard said she'd been sickened by the News of the World scandal.
Like I think most Australians, I've been pretty shocked and disgusted to see the revelations that we've seen in the United Kingdom. I think we will have a long debate about media ethics in this country, but if I could put it as clearly as I can, I'd say to you, don't write crap.
The Australian Greens are questioning News Limited's domination of the domestic newspaper industry and want an official investigation into its operations. The party's leader, Senator Bob Brown, says too much power lies in too few hands.
We have the most concentrated newspaper ownership of any similar democracy, and that means that two-thirds of the metropolitan newspapers, two-thirds of the suburban newspapers are owned by the Murdoch Empire, and it doesn't allow for the plurality of views that is healthy for a modern democracy.
Do you have any suspicions that your phone or colleagues of yours have had their phones intercepted, their messages hacked by journalists in Australia?
No, I don't have any evidence, but I have been told by a very experienced journalist not too long ago, in the last few days, you know, you'd be unwise to not expect that that was possible. But it's pretty shocking to think that we should even have to think about it.
But media insiders say they have to think about it. Michael Gawenda is a former editor at The Age newspaper in Melbourne and is a director of Melbourne University's Centre for Advanced Journalism.
I would be amazed if there were no instances in Australia of either newspapers or television current affairs programs employing PIs to do similar sorts of work. I'd be amazed if that wasn't the case. And I do think that eventually, if those things have happened here, they're now going to come out.
News Limited is trying desperately to distance itself from the damaging allegations of phone hacking half a world away at the News of the World. Senior managers here point to the very different cultures between Australian and British newspapers. The company's chief executive, John Hartigan, says the industry here is far less ruthless than its counterpart in the UK.
They're very aggressive newspapers. They're very sensational. They deal with people's lives, private lives, and some of the behaviours that have come out have obviously been driven by the need to get in front of each other. I would argue very strenuously that we don't have those behaviours in Australia.
News Limited has ordered an internal review to prove it has nothing to hide. But the move is unlikely to stop the demand for the Australian government to officially investigate ethics and standards at not only Rupert Murdoch's newspapers, but also media companies across the country. For The World, I'm Phil Mercer in Sydney.